right. So John Matusi, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 21st of June. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 533, a Byzantine expeditionary fleet under General Belisarius sailed from Constantinople to attack the Vandals in Africa via Greece and Sicily, leading to the Vandalic War. The fleet consisted of a relatively small force of more than 15,000 troops on 500 vessels and a further 30,000 sailors, also guarded by 92 warships. The conflict led to a Byzantine victory. The Vandalic Kingdom was captured by the Romans, who would establish the Praetorian Prefecture of Africa. Come with me. In 1529, French forces were driven out of northern Italy by Spain at the Battle of Landriano during the War of the League of Cognac. 27 Czech Protestant leaders were executed on the Old Town Square in Prague on today's date in 1621, following a Protestant uprising against the Catholics, which led to the 30 Years' War. 1734, in Montreal in New France, the area we know today as Quebec, a Portuguese-born black slave known as Marie Joseph Angelique was put to death, having been convicted of setting a fire in her master's home that went out of control and destroyed much of the city. They probably had it coming, the masters, that is. Marie had a reputation as a rebellious runaway slave, and no consensus has been reached by historians regarding her actual guilt or innocence in setting the fire. The US Constitution came into effect when New Hampshire was the ninth state to ratify it on today's date in 1788. 1791, King Louis XVI of France and his immediate family began the flight to Prenais during the French Revolution on July 21st. As part of the Boxer Rebellion, the year 1900, China formally declared war on the United States, Britain, Germany, France and Japan as an edict issued by the Empress Dowager. 1913, the HMAS Australia was commissioned at Portsmouth as the flagship of the Royal Australian Navy. 1933, Maud Bonney became the first woman to fly from Australia to England. Italy began an unsuccessful invasion of France on July 21st in 1940. Good old Italy, the short bus of the Axis of Evil in World War II. Also part of World War II, 1942, a Japanese submarine surfaced near the Columbia River in Oregon, firing 17 shells at Fort Stevens in one of only a handful of attacks by Japan against the United States mainland. And in 1945, the Battle of Okinawa ended when the organized resistance of Imperial Japanese Army forces collapsed on the southern tip of the main island. 1954, Australian runner John Landy became the second man in the world to run a mile in under 4 minutes, setting a world record time of 3 minutes 58 seconds at Turku, Finland. Penn Central declared Section 77 bankruptcy on July 21st in 1970, the largest ever US corporate bankruptcy up to this date. 1982, John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the attempted assassination of US President Ronald Reagan. And in 2012, a boat carrying more than 200 migrants capsized in the Indian Ocean between Java and Christmas Island, killing 17 people and leaving 70 others missing. Birthdays for us as well this morning. Joko Widodo is 58. Lana Wachowski of the sibling directorial team, The Wachowskis, is 54. Juliette Lewis is 46. Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, is 40. And Bow Down Peasants, Prince William, is turning 37 today. And some famous musos for us as well this morning. John Paul Young and Joey Kramer, drummer for Aerosmith, both turning 69. Nils Lofgren is 68, Eric Reid 49, Brendan Flowers of The Killers 38. We were hearing one from those guys before, The Killers, Bones, going out on someone different today. Lana Del Rey is 34, and Rebecca Black Remember that god-awful Friday song? She is 22 this morning. This one going out to Ray Davies, the godfather of Britpop. 75 this morning, frontman of course for The Kinks, which he formed in 1964 with his brother Dave, going on to become one of the 60s most influential bands and performing together for over three decades. Going out on their third single, which Ray wrote, You Really Got Me, for This Day in History on 2SER.